You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police reported an arrest for aggravated flight and reckless operation, and one arrest was reported for criminal mischief. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for unauthorized use of a movable. The Department of Transportation and Development advising motorists starting Monday, June 19th, Highway 511, the Jimmy Davis Highway 70th Street Bridge over the Red River, will be closed nightly. The bridge closures are scheduled for Monday, June 19th through Friday, June 23rd from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. each night to allow for preliminary design work in connection with the Jimmy Davis Bridge replacement project. Also, the department reminding residents a project to repair a portion of Highway 516 in Bienville Parish has been rescheduled to start next Tuesday, June 20th, with a replacement of two cross drain pipes and will require a road closure at each pipe location. The first location is about 2 miles east of Highway 371, the second about 3/4 mile east of that site. The entire project is a $2.8 million project to provide mill and overlay, as well as a roadway base repair to Highway 516 from Highway 371 to Highway 792. The road closure will be about 2 weeks for the pipe, cross drain pipe repair replacement. The entire project is scheduled to be finished later in the fall. A 60% chance for showers today, high 87, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 50% chance overnight, low 69, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 40% chance for showers Wednesday, high near 90, southwest wind 10 miles an hour. 40% chance Wednesday night, low near 70, northeast wind 5 miles an hour. 20% chance for a shower Thursday, high 93, 20% Thursday night, low 71, and that's the forecast. At Monday night's meeting of the Webster Parish School Board, the meeting began with a number of recognitions. Students and faculty members were recognized, including Lakeside students Cameron Goodson and Lillian Jolly, who qualified for national FBLA competition in Atlanta, Georgia, later this month. Staff sponsor is Lisa Ward. Amy Lee was named Teacher of the Year at Richardson Elementary. Jamie Lewis was named Teacher of the Year at Jones Elementary. Jessica Spence was named the principal at Jones, was named the Elementary Principal of the Year. Walter Ritchie of Doyleen High was named Middle School Principal of the Year. And Dr. Rebecca Wilson of Minden High was named the High School Principal of the Year. Ben Bauer was introduced to board members as the new Assistant Principal at Minden High. Daniel Lee was introduced to the board as the new principal at Central Elementary. The board approved the new job description for the pre-K and kindergarten paraprofessional, also approved the changing of a current school board policy that states that non-tenured employees can be terminated upon the superintendent's recommendation, and approved updating the disciplinary hearing procedures. The board agreed to have on the agenda and vote on their July meeting to move teachers to their appropriate step on the pay scale. Steps were frozen 10 years ago, and in 2017, the pay was unfrozen, but employees were not moved to their step based on their years of service, but rather where they left off when the pay was frozen. It was noted that during the time of the pay freezes, the district saved about $3.5 million. In an effort to bring employees to their current step, it will cost the district an estimated $350,000 a year. This affects employees that were hired prior to 2017. That's about 250 employees. If this passes, it will go into effect for the 2023-24 school year. A number of expenditures were approved by the board. From the Consolidated District 3 Maintenance Fund, $3,479.87 to replace an engine on a lawnmower at Lakeside, $45,025 for playground equipment for preschool playground at Central, $683 for two Chromebooks at Lakeside, $2,960 for two 15-inch notebooks for Lakeside, $3,282 for two desktop PCs for Lakeside. Also, the purchase of two printers for $161.98 for attendance with J Campus at Lakeside, and $99.96 for the purchase of two desktop barcode scanners for attendance through J Campus at Lakeside, and $2,500 for a new LED sign at Central Elementary. From the Spring Hill Maintenance Fund, the installation of commercial vinyl plank flooring in the office suite at North Webster High for $22,247.60. Installed two new 5-ton HVAC units at Brown Upper Elementary in the cafeteria for $24,500. Repair a 2-inch water line on the playground at Brown Upper Elementary for $3,108.12. Repair air handler at North Webster High for $1,100. Replace a boiler circulating pump at North Webster High for $4,400. Request from the Minden District 6 half-cent maintenance fund. The payment for office furniture for Phillips Elementary School principal's office for $1,497.16. Boiler repair at Minden High for $3,982.36. Three office chairs at Phillips Elementary for $507. $10,676 to paint the annex building hallway at Richardson. $19,961.50 for additional fencing at the Minden High softball complex. From the Doyleen Maintenance Fund, $479.99 for a 22-inch string mower at Doyleen High. From the Shongaloo Maintenance Fund, $3,710 to replace and reprogram a gas valve actuator at North Webster Lower Elementary from the Shongaloo Maintenance Fund. From the Sarepta Maintenance Fund, $7,200 to install a mini-split HVAC system in the IT electrical room at North Webster Junior High, and to plant purple shrubbery to spell out the letters NWJH in the east end zone at the North Webster Junior High football stadium at a cost of $4,000. The next scheduled board meeting is July 10th. A meeting of the Historic Downtown Residential Commission is scheduled for 5 o'clock today. The meeting will be at 5 o'clock in the Cypress Conference Room in City Hall and will include the election of new officers. The meeting is open to the public. The Village of Dixie Inn meeting is scheduled for 5 o'clock at the Village Hall in Dixie Inn. On the agenda, public hearing for the 2023-24 budget. Introduce the budget, hear public comments on the budget, adopt a number of financial statements, hear various reports, an ordinance to adopt the 2023-24 budget for Dixie Inn, the increase of funding for inmate supplies to $150, approve the purchase of two new tires for a 2014 Tahoe and the 2018 Tahoe, and adopt the Minden Press Herald as the official journal. The meeting is open to the public. Two local ladies will be among the contestants competing this week in the Miss Louisiana pageant in Monroe. J.C. Brent, the current Miss Minden, and Anna Claire Lemoyne, the current Miss Belle of the Darbonne and former Miss Minden, will be vying for the title of Miss Louisiana. Preliminary events are scheduled for Thursday and Friday. The finals are Saturday night in Monroe. The recent Grilling on Main, a number of champions were recognized. In the brisket competition, first place went to Howard Suggs of Shake-A-Bone Barbecue. In the ribs competition, first place Brady Baudon of Sweet Bayou Barbecue. In the chicken category, it was Dwayne Anderson of Real Smoke Barbecue. In the local competition, in the chicken category, it was Scott McCullough of BTI Smokers. Local rib category, Jordan Couples of Roosters. And local brisket, David Hamlin, Code Blue Smokers. The grand champion went to Scotty Bryce of East Texas Smokers. Reserve grand champion, Jason White of Cajun Juju. And the Gardner Award for the local overall champion went to Scott McCullough of BTI Smokers. Items in need this week at UCAP include ramen noodles, cereal, powdered milk, biscuit and cornbread mix, men's tennis shoes size 9 and up, men's pants and jeans waist size 32 and 34, pots and pans, towels and twin size sheets, toothpaste and deodorant. UCAP is open from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Mondays and Wednesdays at 204 Miller Street to offer food, utility, and rental assistance. Clothing is dispersed on Wednesdays at the UCAP office. During the month of May, UCAP was able to pay $3,002 in utility assistance, $100 in rent. They helped 37 families, a total of 83 individuals with food, and 72 adults and children with clothing and household goods. The overhaul for the month was $1,235 of overhead. Of that, $891 was for insurance. Funeral services for Terry Lynn Gant Peterson are scheduled for 10:30 Wednesday morning at the Brushwood Methodist Church in Dubberly. Burial will follow in the Brushwood Cemetery. A visitation will start at 9:30 Wednesday morning until service time at the Brushwood Methodist Church. Survivors include her husband, Rodney Peterson, her mother, Elizabeth Gant Sayers, son, Kyle Peterson, and a granddaughter also survived. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix, unless otherwise stated. And all the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. Wanted a gas water heater? Call 606-8265. Wanted a gas water heater? 606-8265. For sale, a refrigerator and an electric stove. Call 465-9152. They have for sale a refrigerator and an electric stove at 465-9152. A side-by-side refrigerator to give away will need repair. Call 773-4190. They have a side-by-side refrigerator, needs repair. It is to give away. 773-4190. For sale, a set of four size 14 chrome rims and tires for a Dodge or Chrysler for $100. And wanted a queen-size bed frame at 265-2081. That's for sale, a set of four, size 14, chrome rims and tires. They go on a Dodge or a Chrysler, asking $100, and wanted a queen-size bed frame, 265-2081. Wanted a full-size mattress at 5217. Wanted a full-size mattress. Call 5217. To give away a 1984 Minden High Grieg yearbook. For information, call 1984-00009. That's a 1984 Minden High School Grieg yearbook to give away at 8009. Wanted someone to grind a stump. Call 564-5711. Wanted someone to grind a stump at 564-5711. For sale, a 2010 30-foot bumper pull RV for $15,000. Call 3659. They have a 2010 30-foot bumper pull RV for sale. They're asking $15,000 at 3659. Wanted roofing material and lumber for roof and floor repairs. Call 532-7943. Wanted roofing materials and lumber for roof and floor repairs. They're at 532-7943. Wanted pool cue sticks. 402-5690. Wanted pool cue sticks. Call 402-5690. Wanted someone to patch a roof at 5217. Wanted someone to patch a roof. Call 5217. For sale, ladies' suits and pantsuits and men's shirts, and to give away a heavy-duty coffee table, all at 371-1838. They have for sale ladies' suits and pantsuits and men's shirts and a heavy-duty coffee table to give away. 371-1838.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.